This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witts and welcome to Morning Devotions. It's really nice to have you on board for a few minutes. Famous British poet called Lord Byron lived way back in the 1800s, and he was regarded as one of the greatest European poets, and today many still read his articles. He was a very gifted man, popular, he travelled a lot, was highly educated, but on the day that he actually turned 36, he wrote these words: "My days are in the yellow leaf, the flowers and fruits of love are gone, the worm, the canker and the grief are mine alone." And tragically, that same year, Lord Byron in 1824 literally wasted his life. He died at that age of 36. Now let me tell you about somebody else, quite different lady, who celebrated her 100th birthday. Now a party was held in her honour and people celebrated with her, and they wanted to know, how come she lived to be 100? How did she maintain her health and vitality at this wonderful age? And this is what she said. She said, "Over my 100 years, I've seen many things. Much of the things have been wonderful, but not all of it. And when life got toughest, or when we were in the midst of a difficult time, I would remember the words, the wisdom of the words that I was raised on which were, inch by inch, life is a cinch. You see, long before I got to be 100 and people thought of me as having the wisdom of age, I knew that what the scripture said was right, that worry has never added one moment of time to anyone's life. I don't worry," she said, "I trust in the Lord, and I trust that I find my strength and hope for today and tomorrow." When I read that, I thought, that's a tremendous statement, a very encouraging testimony from a 100-year-old. She'd obviously learned early in life that life was a gift that shouldn't be wasted. And that's true. I believe that's right, that we all have a spiritual hunger inside of us, but we may not call it that. We say things like, "My life is empty, I'm bored, I'm restless, there's something missing in my life," or the old one, "There must be more to life than this." And even when things are going well and when there seems to be success, there's that gnawing feeling on the inside that something's missing. For those of us in the baby boomer generation, the Rolling Stones gave us this theme song, "I Can't Get No Satisfaction." Now, why is it that so many people are unsatisfied? Are they actually wasting their life? It's interesting, the Bible says, and this is the Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes 1 verse 8, "No matter how much we see, we are never satisfied. No matter how much we wear, we are never content." That's Ecclesiastes 1 verse 8. And then in Ecclesiastes 5:10 from the Living Bible, "He who loves money will never have enough. The foolishness of thinking wealth brings happiness." The story is told of an artist who came across a beggar sitting by the roadside, and he took out his brush and painted the man, thinking as he painted that this beggar was created by God in God's image, so that he could have tremendous potential, even though at that time he was a beggar. And so the perceptive artist painted the man, picturing him as he could become. And then he asked the beggar to come over and have a look. "Is that me?" he said. "That's the you I see in you." And the beggar said, "Well, if that's the man you see in me," he said, "that's the man I shall be." Now, when we realize that we do have potential, then life can become new and exciting, and there's a sense of mission. It's a real shame, isn't it, that some people see themselves as having no value, they don't measure up. And yet it's true that God sees you as a person with tremendous value. He sees beyond your sin and your shortcomings and the guilt that you might feel sometimes. And that's why the Bible says in Psalm 37 verse 4, "Seek your happiness in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desire." That's Psalm 37, verse 4. It was Jesus who said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." That's from John chapter 8. So what Jesus is saying is that you matter. So I'm saying this morning, what are you going to do with your life? You've got a mix of abilities and talents and potential that nobody else has got. God made you to serve him. So don't waste your life. Give your life to God now. There's something there that you certainly will not regret. Lord, we know that we have abilities, but we have limited knowledge as well. But Lord, help us then to realize that our life is not to be wasted, that there is great value as we serve you. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.